Willie Hernan is the vice captain of the track walking team. Willie, you got a winner for us?
Credence is my bet. I think this horse with no pace in the race, it might hopefully sit in the first couple and just be too good for him.
And Credence, two good wins from Brazilian.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Troy Corson's is a busy, busy man. You get two of my dollars to spend today. Troy, where are you going to spend them?
What about over $1 each way of Sicali? Back on track now, and I think he can run a really good race today.
Sicali in front from Memphis Squaw Night in Paradise, and Sicali first up wins by a neck.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. We're at Ballarat today as the racing week kicks off again, and hopefully all the horses get out of the gates, unlike our friend Chautauqua yesterday, who had a flat-out refusal and said, I've had a gut full of this. Leave me out of this. Hopefully, our runners today are winners, and they get out of the gates nice and cleanly. Willie Hernan is at Ballarat walking the track for us, the vice captain of the track walking team. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Half. Good morning, team. How is your Tuesday going?
Tuesday's fantastic, Willie. We cannot wait to get back into the cut and thrust of the early mail and find out what's going to happen today at Ballarat. What do you got for us?
Ballarat today, they race on the outer track. The track is a good 4, and the rail's at the 3 metres from the 600-metre mark to the winning post. And the penetrometer is 5.53, and the team have put on 48 mils irrigation for the week there. All of the track walked in beautiful order, nice cover of grass and excellent cushion underfoot. And then he raced here last week, but there's hardly any sign of that on the track, with the rail going out around the circle. And then the straighter walks with some marking inside 2 to 3 metres. But overall, it does walk even and should play fair. But they're only expecting a top of 16 degrees at Ballarat, and the winds are meant to pick up. So if you're heading out, don't forget to bring a jacket.
Always take a jacket in Ballarat. Just one thing you just have to do. You just never know what's going to be happening in the rat. Rightio, that's a good update from you, Willie. What about a winner, please?
We'll go race 6, number 3, Book Build.
Anthony Friedman, Fred Kersley in the saddle. A 280 earlymarkerstab.com.au favourite. Is it justified favourite first up today?
I think you'll get better odds than that if you wait off. I found a tricky day, Ballarat, today. There's a few hard races out there, and I thought this was the weakest race, and I thought this horse is the winner of this race.
Right, so now you're making books as well, Willie. Not only tipping winners, you're making books.
Yes, I'm confident this horse will be, should sit just off the pace. Good rider in the saddle, might just come to the centre of the track and run on well.
Rightio, race 6, number 3, Book Build is at Willie's tip today at Ballarat. Appreciate your time, young fella. We'll catch you soon.
Talk soon. Thank you.
Willie Hernan there at Ballarat. Track walking for us on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, Simon Morris has got a couple of runners today, both very much in play, and he joins us. Simon, good morning.
Good morning, how are you going?
Going well, thank you. Race 3, number 4 starts it off for you with Equalite. What are your thoughts here? It looks like it could run favourite.
Yeah, she's been pretty disappointing her first 4 or 5 starts, and we've been leading on her, and I said to the owners, going to her last start hour, we better try something different. So we rode her back, and she got to the line really, really well, albeit in a pretty poor maiden. So we'll be adopting those tactics again today. We'll go back from the gates and tuck in and see if she can finish off. But look, she's a pretty basic horse, she's a pretty well-bred filly, so we're keen to get a maiden win on the board, so she's got some residual for as a broodmare.
Okay, it's obviously hard to be confident in a maiden, but you're feeling like today could be the day?
Oh, yeah, as I say, she's a pretty ordinary conveyance. She does her best.
I hope you don't tell her that.
Oh, she knows. No, look, she tries her hardest, but we have to deal with reality. And, she's had sort of 6 or 7 tries now, still a maiden. So, look, she'll eventually win one. Whether it's today, well, I hope it is. But, I wouldn't be shocked if it wasn't.
All right. Race 5, number 8, you've got Mel San, who has got so close but just can't quite get that number 1 next to Mel San's name. Is today the day?
Well, I hope so. Look, I'm not sure I'm going to run her yet. I'm just going to wait until scratching deadline, because the other day here at Bellup, we ended up with a 2-horse race. There was a lot of scratching, so I'm just going to sit back on my hands. She did run on Saturday, but it is home track. She's done really well since Saturday. So, yeah, if a couple of horses came out, I'd run her. But if not, I'll wait till next week.
All right. Of the two, just say Mel San does run, what way would you be leaning?
Look, you'd have to think, obviously Mel San's right in form, you'd have to think that she'd be the better of the two. But look, the other one always runs an honest race, but whether today's the day, I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Right, a bit of buy beware there for Mel San, race 5, number 8, but race 3, number 4, Equalite should run a nice race, give you some value for your dollar. Good on you, Simon. Good luck today. We appreciate your time.
No worries, boys. Thanks very much. See ya.
Simon Morris with a couple of runners.
What are we going to do there?
Well, no, we're going to have a go at Mel San. That's the best of the day at this stage.
If it runs.
We will check after the deadlines, and we'll make sure we can get that information to our listeners. But at this stage, it's our dollars going on at race 5, number 8, Mel Sand for Simon Morris. Simon Zara is Hall of Fame sort of category here on the Early Mail. He's got a couple of runners for us today at Ballarat. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, guys.
You've got three going around today. Jorge is in race number 2, number 3. Now, you trained the mum, this 2-year-old Sydney Cell colt. You trained the mum, Joyous, I think is how you pronounce that. She won 5 races. Had a start last start for a 9th of 12 at Bendigo, Haute Claire. Can we go better today?
Oh, definitely. He's got a fair bit of upside, this blokey. He's got a bit lost in a pretty hot race at Bendigo. Not a lot made ground. And got a pretty good opinion of this bloke. Put the blinkers on him in track work. And it's really sort of sharpened him up. So you've got him on today to get into the race.
Rightio, it's around about $13 in the early markets. I'm not sure you're going to get that with that sort of feedback from you today. Now, your next runner is Halen Rouge, race 4, number 11. Pretty consistent, 3rd in all 3 starts this campaign, but we need ones, Simon.
Yeah, we do need one. I've got the owner on me back every day. Lucky the mate of mine, but look, she's going well. Probably just at her top a bit the other day. It was a quick run race. She was just off the bit all the way, so... Again, we put the blinkers on her. It's made a huge improvement, and we've just got to get her to sort of just get on the bridle a bit. She's just always off the bit. So 2,000 should suit. Obviously, one of Weary's is coming back from the Oaks trip. Might be hard to beat, but she'll definitely push it. And look, she's going well. She ran 3rd at Caulfield. She's just not putting them away, so hopefully the blinkers is the key to her.
Mahira is the one you're talking about with DK Weir, number 12 in race 4, but number 11, Halen Rouge, expected to run well. And your last runner today is Casares in race 7, number 8. 3rd run in, 5th at Bendigo last time, 2.2 lengths behind. Improvement there from the 1,300 but up to the 16 today?
Yeah, she might be our best, I think. Good run the other day, just sort of looked a little bit more one pace, so... Up to the mile, she really suits. Comes in, you know, pretty well with the weights and worked good here Saturday morning. So I'd probably put her down as our best for the day.
Sounds like a good plan to me. Appreciate your time. Good luck today.
No worries, guys. Thanks.
Simon Zara from the Elton Zara Training Combination. Their best today, race 7, number 8, Casares. Casares from Barrier 5 with Damien Thornton in the saddle. Race 5, number 8, Melsand for Simon Morris. So race 5, number 8, race 7, number 8 are our key numbers today. And Willie Hernan's race 6, number 3, Book Build. His tip today at the Ballarat edition of the Early Mail. We'll see how we go. Hopefully, we find you a winner. What we will find you after 7 o'clock is Max Gorn from the Demons in the Inner Sanctum for the first time in 2018.